Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Abby reached out to us about a guy named Scott. They had lunch. She says he's the total package. Super sweet. He actually paid for lunch. She texted the next day about getting together sometime, and he said, I'm always open to doing stuff in the future. And it's really got Lauren all cut up.
What does that mean?
So for Abby, we have reached out to Scott.
Hello.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Hey, it's JP and Lauren Huskinick, the Kix Morning Show.
Yeah, hi. Sorry, I'm a little thrown off.
Yeah, sorry.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you? Sorry, we have that effect on people, but just don't hang up. Just go with us for a sec, if you would.
Yeah. I'm here. Am I on like Date 'em or Dump 'em?
Yes. You listen to the show. All right.
Paying attention.
Appreciate you.
That would explain the hesitancy. All right. Well, then do you know who we're calling about?
I'm assuming. Yeah. I'm guessing you're calling about Abby.
Yes. Right? That was a test to see if you do this all the time, if you're ghosting women all the time.
Oh, no.
You have passed our first test, Scott. Okay. So we specifically want to know about what you texted Abby after the date when she texted to thank you. And you said, it was something to the effect of, I'm always open to doing things in the future?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Okay, so let me just say, Abby's cool. She's good looking. She's smart. She's funny. I might as well just be honest with you guys real quick.
We're gonna make you anyway. So
yeah,
I know. This is gonna sound like I'm a real D-bag.
Okay,
but I'm hoping you guys will get it. And I don't have the patience for a woman like Abby right now.
What does that mean?
She basically laid out during the date that there's going to be no sleepovers in the first 6 months of dating.
Okay. Okay. That still doesn't really explain the text. What does I need to understand? I'm always open to doing things in the future.
I think we know now.
Was that just weirdly worded?
Yeah, I guess I'm absolutely looking for a relationship and I want to find the right person, but I'm also in the prime of my life right now, and I don't want to be in a relationship where I essentially have to ride the pine for anyone. I want to enjoy my pre-Viagra years, if you will.
I gotta ride the pine is so funny on so many levels. I have to ask, how did this come up in conversation at the first lunch you guys hung out at?
She just kind of brought it up.
Huh. At least she was being up front.
Yeah,
and which, in a sense, I appreciate.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to, I'm glad she was upfront with me about it, because obviously it's something that's she thought about. Clearly, it's something I think about.
It's a priority for both of you in different directions.
I was gonna say, obviously,
like,
that's right. Something that for whatever reason is important to her. So probably the answer is just as simple as you're looking for different kinds of relationships.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I guess I just didn't really know how to. Say that to her without, sounding like a perv or anything.
No, I don't think that makes you sound like a D-bag, as you put it, and I don't think that's unreasonable on her part either. I think you're just looking for distinctly different kinds of relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I didn't really think it would get to, the level of telling the city. So,
you never do. So I guess as you know that Abby's on the phone. So Abby, there you have it.
Well, I guess I have my answer now.
Yeah. I mean, Abby, you have to know. Well, I mean, that is completely within your rights to want that kind of a relationship. Absolutely. That it won't be for everyone.
No, and I get that, but at the same time, I feel like, I did it. I put this on the air, so I just kind of feel like I've gotten way too physical with people in the past at the mm-hmm. beginning of relationships, and I think it's really important that you get to know somebody. And yeah. if you want a future person in your life and you want a husband or a partner, that, you know, 6 months is not a lot to ask to get to know each other and to really understand if you two are compatible, you know, on a basic level before right. you start adding all the, you know, complications in it. And so I just kind of, I guess I reached a point in my life where I just need to cool it for a little bit. And I don't yeah. know, like, I get it. But I am also like,
I don't think there's a wrong person here. Like,
no,
you don't have to defend yourself at all.
No,
lady, you're completely obviously in your right, and a lot of people respect you for what you're saying. And I, obviously, he's not in the wrong either. So.
No, not at all.
No, you guys are. I mean, unfortunately, I just think you guys met each other at a time in your lives where you're both looking in different directions on a very specific topic that happens to be an important one to both of you.
Right.
So I just don't know that that's. I don't know. I feel like we got to hook them both up with like movie tickets or something, though. Just
yeah,
to say
let's
thanks,
do that.
But...
Okay.
Let's give them both movie yeah. and dinner separately.
But don't feel like you have to apologize to anybody for that. That's silly.
No.
Either of you. Like, that's silly.
You'll get a lot of respect for that. And Scott, you're not wrong either.
No, again. Exactly.
I mean, honestly, there's a really, he said he was going to sound like a D-bag. I actually thought he was very respectful with how he was saying that rather than just going, well, here's the deal, man. I'm only out to go try to have a one-night stand
right.
and that's about
now,
it. So.
All the booty. Yep.
Your text was still weird. It sounds yeah. like you wanted to schedule a business meeting. Still, that was a weird text.
It was. I guess, like, what I'm saying is, like, I'm totally up for, like, going to lunch again now that, like, both of our, well, now that I knew her expectations at the time, but I guess now that she knows mine, you know, if we just want to like have lunch again, I'm totally cool with that. Like I understand where we are in our point, and you know, maybe we can move over as friends because we did talk well together. So hey, there's that.
Okay.
Well, if you guys want to go, I mean, we can get to know each other better if you want to.
Here's
I mean,
the deal. We could do it. Both ways. We could give them the opportunity to have a second date, dinner, and a movie together. And then if after another date, they just kind of feel like they're more just friends than anything else, we could just both give them another set of dinner and movie on their own.
Man, we're just handing out. You get dinner,
did,
and you get
well,
dinner,
I'm
and you get a
generous
movie.
Today.
Did they
look
somehow just talk us out of three dinner movies?
I think so. This is the most lucrative Datum or Dump'em ever.
What's going on now? You guys are pulling me back from being too generous?
You do you, bro.
You're the one who knows what our stock and supply
right.
is. So.
Well, it is getting to the end of the year, so we do have some that have built up here because we haven't had a lot of
it's
connections.
August.
Well, we got to hedge it out. We got somebody to get out there before the end of the
oh,
end
my God,
of the year,
just give them dinner and a movie.
Okay. Scott and Abby, would you like to go to dinner and a movie again together, or do you want to just do it separate?
You know what? I'm going to leave this up to Abby, honestly. Like, if she wants to, like, now that she knows where I'm at, if she wants to do dinner and a movie with me, I'm happy to do it. If she just wants to move on and move forward, hey, I'm cool with that too.
What do you think, Abby?
You know what? I feel like you could have handled this really badly on the radio, so I feel like why don't I take you
okay.
out to dinner?
There we go. So they're going to go out together and have some more fun together and see what happens. All right. Well, cool. Thanks for reaching out to us, Abby, Scott. Thanks for being cool on the radio. And neither one of you are in the wrong. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. So either a budding relationship or a friendship.
You know what they ought to do is he ought to invite her over to cook her a really nice meal.
Yeah.
And then say, hey, I'm just looking at Netflix. There'll be no chilling. I just want to watch Netflix with you. And then he should throw in this old Josh Hartnett movie. I think it's 40 Days, 40 Nights, something like that, where basically the whole movie is about how he's trying to be celibate for 40 days and he's dating this girl and it's near impossible, and it'll push the relationship in a direction they both can meet at in about a month.
Negotiate down the 6 months.
Yeah. I have a feeling though, because she seems really cool about it. I have a feeling in both of them, if they hit it off on the second date, like he might go, okay, I'm willing to wait a while. We'll see what happens. Or she might say, you know what? I was looking for a good dude. Few dates in. Seems like a good dude. I'll dial it back to like 4 months maybe or something. I don't know. Could happen.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.